So you want to be a programmer in the age of big, big AI. You heard those who became programmers from television commercials. You saw what lies ahead for those who become so-called tech savvy. Well, I'd like to introduce you to the world of programming as I learned from my studies at the University of Buffalo. Programming is an art form. There, I said it. You might not know it yet, but there are a large number of ways to write the same program. Syntactically, which is just a fancy term for the way in which one synthesizes code, most programming languages allow for a wide variety of perfectly valid code, which accomplishes the same task that it sets out to achieve. Programming is a form of writing. It's a way of describing something from the real world into a problem that the computer knows how to solve. Taking problems from the world is part of the task of any good programmer. One must know how to compartmentalize, which they know how to express in programming language of their choice. Programming is a choice. It is the freedom to decide what you want that fancy machine to accomplish. The computer is just a fancy tool that, when broken down to its individual parts, is just an amalgamation of simple logic. Which you will be introduced to if you decide you want to study programming is the formalities of logic and how simple logic is placed into logic forms, otherwise known as digital circuits. If you know about all the parts of a computer, you will easily become acquainted with how these individual parts all fit together like a massive jigsaw puzzle. Programming is command. It's the way in which you command the machine to do what you want it to do. When I see the efforts to establish AI, I see men and women trying to reverse this trend, to put the machine in control of the human. It bothers me a great deal. It's your advantage to know how to take command of the fancy tool in front of you to outachieve anything AI will ever turn your life into. Programming is the way out of a technological rat race. If or when you come across something on your computer that you do not understand, studying computer science will help ease your mind in knowing exactly what it is that you are dealing with. So how does one get into programming? It's not a concept, and like someone I know taught me how to be a film nerd, there's no need for elitism or other feeling like the task at hand is too daunting. Truth is, one does not necessarily need a degree from a college to know how to do some programming. All one needs is open source, which brings me to a major point. In case you are not aware, there is a truth and reality that some programs are given to people with source code able to be read and determined for its validity and how kosher it really is. This is called open source. To interject for one moment, one should not feel one way or another about whether a bit of code is open source or closed source, but the truth is that reality is necessary to bring sanity to the world of programming. What operating system you use could very well determine your success as a programmer. What I mean by this is that the operating systems of choice are Windows, Macintosh, Android, and then finally there is the open source operating systems, Linux, FreeBSD, etc. If one has patience to learn about their operating system of choice, you will find out that the closed source operating systems are not interested in you becoming a programmer because it precisely puts them out of the business that they are in, which is to profit off your lesser understanding of the software of choice in the operating system and continue an ever-churning need to flood users with advertisements. Programming is freedom. If you ever have felt subservient to big business and AI these days, open source is the key to turning a new leaf. I can tell you from experience that higher education computer science departments are fully dedicated to open source as a means of teaching students how to program. So the computers available to students which enable their ability to produce software inherently is open source. At the University of Buffalo, the computer science department gave us a cluster of servers to work on to accomplish the tasks given to students, all of which for open source operating systems. To be a programmer, one must have a great deal of patience. This is not to say you cannot accomplish a programming task without it, but there are reap benefits in the long run. There's unfortunately no instant gratification in the world of programming. Did you know that by using open source software, you are already becoming a programmer? This is the truth that big business interests don't want you to know. Can AI assist in programming? The answer is no. Corporations flaunt their ability to assist budding computer scientists. I use that term softly, because there's no science to an art form. It's only whether the program accomplishes what it sets out to do. By getting an open source program to run, you are working with a piece of software to do some work, and that it probably came with a manual, just as programming languages do. Truth is, programming languages are just like any other program that you patiently figure out how to run. There's always the gratification possible down the road to feel good about solving a problem, such as how to install libraries, or setting up permissions on your computer to do something, or figuring out the design of software, as a pattern to be understood as one understands any other art form. There's never a dull moment when one engages in programming, nor is there ever a moment to move forward without someone else's help, usually the programmer who wrote the piece of software in the first place. It doesn't take a special person to do these things, but the more you harness the true capabilities of your own design creation, the more you gratify yourself, which isn't to say that programmers go out to become antisocial freaks, because if you ever want someone to do something with the program you wrote, you have to work with others to understand their problems and how to interact with your creation. Programming is a creative outlet. In case you are not aware, the design of software is very much complex, and programs range from simple hello world to big programs such as internet browsers or word processors. The world is at your disposal, especially when the internet has the answers, because it helps connect us all together. So where does one start to program? Perhaps you'd like to modify the code that someone else wrote that you make use of, but would like to see it change to better suit your needs. Perhaps you want the color of the paddle and tong to be red or blue or green. This is in fact produced not by hours and hours of communicating with chatbots, but by reading the source code of Palm, finding the line that can set the color of the panel, and modifying it at will. Small changes can make a big difference depending on the programmer. As I suggest, being a programmer is partially expressing oneself and one's understanding of the world. Computers are tools that can unite us together. If or when someone ever decides to write nefarious codes, they're simply expressing their view of the world. They're bad actors, should this even reflect, they're human beings too. Studying a programming language is the next most important part of becoming a programmer. While there are self-help books, I find the best way to study programming languages is simply to start with Hello World. It's a program that simply displays the text, Hello World. It's usually no more than a couple lines of code, in some cases literally just one. You might ask, what programming language do I choose to start programming in? Well, the answer is that it's up to you. There are a variety of different programming languages, and they all can accomplish Hello World. So perhaps, like I did in school, write Hello World in as many languages as you can and decide which is the language that sounds good to you. It may even be a choice of aesthetic or you just like the name. It doesn't matter. Use your creativity and world-building models to determine which kinds of programs you might like to write. Anything will suffice so long as you have a modest understanding of what it might take to write the program. The more complex the problem, the more complex the code must be. Because you have the desire to see your computer do something you told it to do, you have the capability to see anything through. In such a case, it's quite easy to become a programmer.